Hello everyone, it's your boy J3RDEY, aka and you're welcome again to my podcast, 5 Minutes with Chile. You're welcome again. And today being Sunday, it's supposed to be Sunday, but today we had rain. I'm so happy. So that alone, my mood is very, very mild today. I'm in a very cheerful mood because of the rain. Because honestly, the sun has really been killing for some time now. But glory be to God. So we are happy to be here and we are grateful to be here. This is my episode 4 of this podcast. And I have my co-host as usual.
Yeah, I'm only want to blow up bad moss, as you all know. And I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. So today there is a little adjustment in today. Today we have a special guest in the building.
Don't worry, I'm just so excited. Like, I can't just wait to tell you about her. She's so beautiful.
So we have an amazing guest in the house. She's an entrepreneur. Yeah. She's a cosmetologist and a public administrator and a sex therapist.
Wow! I never knew that.
Yeah, she is. Okay. She's really amazing. And then today I want to bring to the podium or to to your hearing today a wonderful personality in person of I had to pause for a while because the person is very big, you understand? Very, very big. So everyone, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, mama and papas, uncles and aunties, join me in welcoming Funmilayo.
No, you didn't even call it in full. That's not the full.
You have to call that something.
Yeah, of course you have to. Oluwa Funmilayo.
Oh my God, Oluwa Funmilayo. Make some noise, people. Make some noise.
You're welcome
to the show.
Thank you everyone. Hi people. As I've been introduced, my name is Funmilayo.
Yes.
I'm so good to be here today. I'm so glad to be here today.
So, right. So pretty much she's here to join the conversation today. Today, last week, if you remember, we talked about sarcasm. And some people did not comment, and it made me angry. Those people that did not comment, I forgive you. I'm Jesus today. I forgive you today, okay? But some people like inboxed me in private, DM'd me, and then they said one or two things about sarcasm. I would prefer if that opinions were heard in the Telegram group. Yeah. Yes.
So that's, other people could benefit from it.
Yeah, sure. So today we're going to be talking about a very, very special topic. You know how we do now. We bring controversial topics to your hearing every day. You try to make your evening wild for you to enjoy wild topics, wild range of topics. Today we're talking about something very, very unusual. If I mention a topic now, you'll be surprised. Like, what is this one? But I'm going to tell you. All right, drum roll. Yes, the topic of my episode 4 is the money craze. Money craze.
As in, see how A-Z-E.
Yeah,
craze. Like crazy.
Monumental craze.
All right, that's very interesting. Money craze.
All right. And today we're not talking about somebody running mad or somebody going crazy. We're actually talking about people that are becoming, or the world that is becoming addicted
to,
as regards money. People say money is the root of all evil. Is that true?
That's very true.
Money is the root of all evil.
Like I believe.
But money is important now.
Money is important, but also the root of all evil.
Because
there is nothing you will do that will not involve money.
Really?
Yeah. You haven't noticed?
Yeah. Actually, basically everything in life now
involves money.
Yeah, bro.
And then this money is running from everybody. Like, it's not easy. Yeah, so it's not easy to get the money. And then you need it for almost everything.
And then
everything.
Everybody just wants to die on top. I define money.
Word. The reason I brought this topic is I discovered that in the world that we are today, people are going crazy for money. Like, you could go somewhere and maybe you live in a particular area for some time, and then you traveled maybe because of school or because of you know, where you are. Maybe you traveled for business or whatever. When you come back to that particular area, virtually everybody believes you are back with money.
Sure.
Everybody thinks you have won money, you've got to meet dollar somewhere. Especially when they see you looking good.
Good, like you're also looking fresh, like, brighter than all that.
Say you broke. Never. As far as you're looking very fresh and something, God now bless you. You now have fatty bone body like me. Like you will never believe that you are broke.
Tell
like,
them.
And then, once they see it, hey, Fumi's purpose, you are still fresh.
Number one.
Even if you begin crying blood, tell them, you say, no, be money make me fresh. I'll say, it's in our life.
As whereas, even when you need something, it's just and God. Then you just
you know
to...
the prayer of God, cover my shame. That ain't the work, God so, no but they know they ever been, thank you, God don't shame us. Nah, so, but they know they ever believe that. So, it's really so crazy. Like, but when you're out of it, particular place for a while and you're coming back, you know, maybe somewhere like home, a place you call home.
Yeah.
You went out for a while, maybe hustling and all of that, and you're back and everybody believes you've acquired the whole wealth of Dangote, $10 and all of that, especially if you start lavishing money on back. Man, that mentality is so crazy.
Right. But really, how do you relate with in that kind of situation, circumstance? You left a place and you came back, and the way people see you, they see you as this kind of big person, and then you are seriously in need, like you are a lack.
On your own.
You're on your own. You haven't eaten since morning, and then you just pay, probably because you have a few friends around that you've known from probably childhood, and then you just walk up to them and probably require help. Alpha now, anything. And they'll be looking at you
and
like, come, what happened now?
Like,
how do you relate to that kind of situation? You can't die of hunger.
No. I think
they can't just help you.
But really, I think the question is, why would you yourself travel back home? Yeah, or travel back without even holding something, at least to sustain
just
yourself.
Just for your mouth alone.
And you're start living from mouth to mouth again.
Don't say that.
No, if it's that one, in that case, it's better for me, you. I don't get it. Better man will go. I sit down. At least, if I don't have money to, you know, like spend or meet people around, at least I should have something that could sustain me till I will leave.
Now, this is what if. It's just an instance. What if you don't have, and you actually went back, maybe because you had an opportunity from somebody or somewhere.
Okay.
You just want to try it out.
Okay.
All right. So
the money you brought is budgeted.
Budgeted, yes, kind of, for that opportunity. So how do you,
if it's that one, not if it's that one, or to me, nothing will make me go and beg. Nothing will make me go and beg that.
You stick to the budget.
I'm telling you,
stick to the budget.
Ah, yes, I'll just, if I had to stay like 4 days, I'll reduce it. And I'll make sure I do whatever it is I came for, buzzing within the space of a very, very short time, and I'm off again before people start noticing, since this year she travel, I share nothing there, and you come back Korofo. You get that kind of jerk. So
it's true. Yeah, yeah.
You can always do what you want to do, sharp, and get your ass out.
Somebody once told me that this guy I know, he just happened to, you know, he just started coming up in life. He got himself a Golf 3 now. It's really not a very huge car. You know, people are just trying to get by with life. So he got himself Golf 3, you know, and, you know, managing his life. You know, but why does he do his job? They get your apartment, they manage, you know. And he was going for an event, so he drove, and he didn't know the address. He got to a point, he got confused. You know those addresses where there are some IVs, wedding IVs, that you can't really understand the addresses. You can't understand the address. Really like that. You can't understand the address. You cannot understand the address. You get me? Alright? I'm sorry for that pause. The truth of the matter is this. This guy had to park beside somebody, and then he told the person, please, I'm sorry, I'm going to so please. You know what the person did? The person first scanned him, looked at him.
Maybe I get money.
No, because it's in the car.
Hey, nah.
Look at him, looked at his dressing, then looked at the car. And the person answered well, and I said, okay, you turn right, then you go left. The person now, what my friend said that baffled him was after the person finished directing him, and he was like, okay, then he turned. He said he could still see the person, the look on the person that directed him. The look on the person's face was like, Alpha, you know, drop something. It was very obvious on that person's face that, yeah, you just have to drop something. It was obvious. And he was wondering, must I drop? You are just helping me. You just help me. Do I have to? He said he was forced, and he bought out some, I think 500 or 1,000, he gave the person. I told him, I said, now you get time. And so basically, I think people are going crazy.
Man, we have a really bad mentality in Nigeria. Like,
really bad.
It's too bad. Although other countries have their own mentality, but Nigerian mentality is so bad. You know, that they can't just do something for you willingly, except they expect something in return. They always want something in return. They can't just do something for you, which is very, very bad. Some cases is as bad as even when there's an emergency, state of emergency.
Yeah.
You hear some people say, okay, maybe there's someone, for instance, maybe someone is lying on the floor, bleeding, and needs help. Okay, they see the person there. Okay, fine, what's next? You know this one is beyond your power. What's next? Look for a nearby clinic. Rush the person there. You go, yeah, and I don't come get money for money made in my hand, and I transport where I won't use good. After bros, you don't get money for pocket. So what the fuck? Someone is bleeding. What's someone's life compared to?
Sometimes I think that we are beginning to lose humanity. Like, yeah. Humanity is about being kind. We are beginning to lose humanity because we want money. We are going crazy.
We see in Nigeria every opportunity as a means of
to make money. Yes. You can't even ask somebody, sorry, please, what's the time there? Sorry, please. They will first look at. They have to first assess
you.
Where you dress, where you look. I'm like, okay,
they
will first look at you. Okay, this one looks like a rich man. You know, something
so,
like
some
that.
Some of them, when they see you are well, okay, like maybe you're not suffering though. Probably you have lacks deep down within you, but your appearance does not portray you as someone that's suffering. You know, they want to get close to you. After replying them, then unnecessary conversation will just start popping up from nowhere. This one, that one, one smart. Oh, Benny, we don't have any acquaintance in common. Now, question I ask you, you have answered
me. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Like, it's so crazy. Like, there was this time I asked somebody to like help me stop someone. Like, this is someone used to sell fish outside my house. Like, she hawks fish. Her fish is quite good, like, really good. She sells fresh fish and also the roasted type.
Sorry.
Yes, the one they call Kwan Lao. So very, very nice. So, and I like our fish. So I don't know the time when she's gonna pass because I'm inside. All right. So this neighbor of mine, she has a shop outside. So I told her, I said, please, if you see the lady who hawks fish, please just tell her to come to my direct her to my place. So, and she did so. I heard a knock at the gate. I went there, opened the gate. It was this woman that hawks fish. I bought the fish. And you will not believe that the following day I greeted my neighbor, and my neighbor had his call to pick with me. She felt slighted, she felt unhappy. She was like, and she helped me call someone that I could not even do something for her.
So
I said, you helped me call someone that's selling fish.
Help black wait now.
You just said what did you do? You just said, go to that house. They might want to buy fish. Go to that house. Somebody wants to buy fish there. That's all you did. And I need to sort you. I have to give you money to do that.
The person has business mind.
Oh my God.
That's a business mind. It's creativity.
That's chief mind. Rubber mind.
Aside from Lagos, now around, like, okay, take for instance, I've not been at home for a while. Like, I've been out of my main place, like my home, my state for a while. But coming back, I've not seen most of my family members for like close to a year. Coming back, and like, you know, the joy of and there's this old woman I have in my house, normally my grandma. The night I came, it was all welcoming and everything. The following day, the moment of your long emergency, I was like, she took on my shock. I said, wow, for my mind, I was like, I just didn't come and never spent 24 hours. I was not like,
No, that's normal to an extent.
I was not like...
But really, if you look at it, she's your grandma.
She's your grandma.
And so, must you expect anything?
Why shouldn't she expect?
I don't understand.
She hasn't seen you in a long while.
And so, I came back alive. I walked with my leg.
She wants to eat the foot of her neighbor.
Which nonsense food? Won't she still eat it? That was another topic for another day. All those parents that will be forcing fruit of labor out of their children. It's not proper. Oh, come on.
Okay, I think parents should know the financial status or financial level of their children.
That is it.
Their capability. Okay,
you know, you don't have to force them into bringing things out for you, or because you want to gel one more. No, of course, if they are okay and well to do, they will do for you. If the child is not doing it as at that time for you, then you know that one has its own love.
Word. So, in other words, I would like to say that this craze for money should be checked. Like,
yeah,
people are going crazy. What do you think?
Yeah,
people are going crazy a lot. And then I don't know, this generation, our hunt for money. Of course, yeah, everybody is expecting money. Like, we all need money. Yes, true. But our hunt for money should be controlled. Like, we shouldn't hurt people the process of looking for our own money.
That's where desperacy comes in.
Yes, and then we are prone to doing what we are not supposed to do just in the name of looking for money. Like, we've heard of different kind of scenarios, kidnapping and all that, just to get money. So let's please put this in control. Everything is time. I'm not preaching, no, but
besides, we should really everybody needs the money.
We all get this money. We'll get the money
to be happy.
Word.
Of what joy, happiness lies in that money you have. It's very, sometimes when I get to talk to some of my friends that are into shitty things, all because of I want to make money. What's bad?
It's what you sow that you reap.
You hurt money, people, you get so it. Bad, and you know some of them are depressed. Some of them lose a lot of things, and you are happy. You are gallivanting around.
But then some people do it unconsciously. They don't know that they hurt people in the process.
Then that's the reason for this podcast.
Yeah, that's the reason. So we want you to be conscious, like in your search or quest for this money. Be conscious of the way you relate with people around you.
And consider then, others' feelings. People's feelings. You consider it. What you can't accept.
Don't do.
See, history has a way of repeating itself.
Exactly.
See,
has a way of
see the two of them. Itself. They're talking as if they don't need money.
No, for real.
I need money.
See, let me tell you, people, forget where we are pushing. I need money. Let me go find me. I need
but
money.
We got to use our sense.
Any contract, I'm up for it. But I am not going to do nonsense.
There's always a way for
my peace of mind is very important to me. I will not be in my house when they lying on the bed and somebody somewhere is naked swearing for me. I will not marry finish. I will be climbing mountains because of problem.
Okay, to really wrap things up, my last piece of advice is that the money craze that is ongoing in the world right now has rendered those who are hardworking useless.
Like, yeah, listen.
They make people who work hard seem like they're not doing enough. They're not trying. And people who are actually working hard, doing their best to feed their family, they have responsibility to take care of. The world makes it look like nonsense. So that's why you see them trying what that means. They want to do this, they want to do that. Some people are into this, like Yahoo. You know, and other fraudulent activities.
Because they really
the society makes it feel like they're not doing enough. All right, so it's quite terrible. So, basically, that's all we can take for now in this podcast. So, we would like you guys to comment and tell us what you think. And please give us your comments in the Telegram group or wherever social media you're hearing this from. And just before we go, for me, what's next for you? You're a cosmetologist and you're popping on Twitter, sex therapy. I think we're going to bring you back to this show to talk about sex.
Yeah, I'll be glad.
I'd like to teach some people because this is a controversial podcast. We see everything here.
All right.
But really, what's next for you as a cosmetologist right now?
Okay,
what should we be expecting?
Next, you know, my own plans, but you know, God and society, I mean, that there are times that even your plans have to be diverted.
Yes, yes.
So anything good to make money, I'm up for it. And you know, focus more on my cosmetics and you know, makeup, age, and all of that. Of course, I'm hoping to have my own business very soon, like be on my own.
Okay. Okay, but for now, you're still doing online posting, online delivery, all this kind of stuff.
All this kind of thing.
Home services.
Yeah, there's nothing like being on your own, you know, having your own standards.
Yes, yes.
Have you?
Alright, so guys, that's all we can take on today's episode of 5 Minutes with Jide. Yeah, so please feel free to drop your comment. As I said, it's very, very important. Now, 5 Minutes with Jide doesn't necessarily mean that we are doing this under 5 minutes, but the 5 minutes is really, really going to catch your attention. That's why
it's going to cage you.
You won't even know when you spent more than 5 minutes. That's the idea or the concept behind 5 minutes with Jide. So, for me, we'd like to say good night and have a great night rest. My name is J to the R, D, E, Y. And
my name is B to the A to the D. B to the A to the D.
What I spelling?
Yeah, my name is Oluwatobiloba. It's just as sweet as that.
Oh, and I remain your girl.
Like, yo.
Okay. Oh, shame.
All right, guys. Have a great day and enjoy your week. God bless you.
Bye-bye.